Blog Talk Radio.
We're coming back at you one more time to remind you that the devil don't like it because you're blessed like that. Oh, come on! I know by now, you know you're blessed in the city, you're blessed in the field. Come on, stand on your feet all over this place. Let the world know that you're blessed like that. Somebody right now, in the midst of your battle, I come to encourage you wherever you are, that the devil don't like you, no, because you're blessed like that. Come on, come on. Listen, somebody's going through a battle right now. You wonder why the devil's fighting you the way he is. We come to let you know that the devil don't like you, no, but you're blessed like that. But know this.
When the enemy comes in like a flood,
yeah,
the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And we've come to let you know the devil don't like it, but you're blessed like that.
The devil don't like it, come on. Devil don't like it, no, no. Devil don't like it, no, no. Say what? What? Started out a long time ago. Mama and them used to pray while we was gathered around the wood. Gathered all anointed one by one. I heard a prayer until the prayer was done. Mama would dance, clapping her hands, knowing that the victory won. That's why I say, devil don't like it, cover.
No, the devil don't like it. Good morning, good afternoon, good day, wherever you are. The devil don't like it because you're blessed just like that. Keep it locked. We're going to have a great time today. Remember, I'm going to be talking from the subject today. Check your connection. Check your connection. That's what I want to talk about. But the subject is check your connection. Remember, God loved you, and he loved you so much that he died in your stead. Keep it locked right there.
Know by now, you know you're blessed in the city, you're blessed in the field. Come on, stand on your feet all over this place. Let the world know that you're blessed like that. Somebody right now, in the midst of your battle, I come to encourage you wherever you are, that the devil don't like you, no, because you're blessed like that. Come on, come on. Listen, somebody's going through a battle right now. You wonder why the devil's fighting you the way he is. We come to let you know that the devil don't like it, no, but you're blessed like that. But know this.
When the enemy comes in like a flood,
yeah,
the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And we've come to let you know the devil don't like it, but you're blessed like that.
The devil don't like it, come on. Devil don't like it, no, no. Devil don't like it, no, no. Say what? Out a long time ago. Mama and them used to pray while we was gathered around the wood. Gathered all anointed one by one. I heard a prayer until the prayer was done. Mama would dance, clapping her hands, knowing that the victory won. That's why I say, devil don't like it, cover. Devil don't like it, cover you. Devil don't like it, no, no. Say what? What?
Devil don't like it, no, no. Devil don't like it, no, no. Devil
I got a mind, I can still think, I'm blessed just like that. I got a mouth to eat with, a tongue to speak with. Come on now. I got legs that still work. I got feet that still work. I got hands that I'm blessed just like that. Yeah, may not have everything that I would love to have today, but you know what? I'm blessed just like that. Thank you so much for being my guest today. I'm your host, Apostle Lonnie Starks, and I'm going to be talking about check your connection. Anybody know about bad connections? I know I do. I know a lot about bad connections because I've been dealing with the internet for about 5 or 6 or 7 years now. And that's a very frustrating thing when your connection go down. You could be trying to download something and then your connection goes down. Or you can be trying to upload something and your connection goes down. I remember I was dealing with Verizon. I had Verizon, and I thought I had the best package they had. Well, they said it was the best package, but every time I turn around, my streaming was going down. Every time, I'd be doing good. Next thing, somebody said, well, Pastor Thomas, I didn't get your stream. Come to find out, they was giving me megabytes, and I needed gigabytes. They was giving me 750 megabytes, and that was not enough to stream video full time. And I tell you, I had all kind of problems. They told me it was my fault. They came. They gave me another line. They did all kind of things. And the problem was the connection was not good. I mean, it would last like a day or a week. Next thing you know, it would go out again. Anybody know anything about connections? Well, check your connection. If God, in your life, if there's some way or somehow that it seems to be that you're not being blessed or you're not getting what you ought to get, if things are not moving in the right direction, your connection with God might be off. There may be a bad connection. Maybe you're trying to get through wrong, or maybe you're not connected to God. I'm talking about a man today in the Old Testament, strongest man there ever been. And he allowed his mouth to destroy his connection. And I'm afraid that many of us does that. We allow our mouth to destroy our connection with God. I know you remember Joseph when he was telling his brothers and father and all about the blessings of the Lord. He wound up in a hole too. They wound up putting him in a hole, wound up selling him. He wound up going to jail, going to prison. He got accused of rape. Sometimes that mouth can get you in so much trouble. My grandmother used to say it like this. She said, "Boy, don't you let your mouth write a check that your rear end can't cash." Nah. She said, "Be careful what you say out that mouth." And now we find this poor old man here in the book of Judges that was such a strong man. And he allowed his mouth to cause him to lose his connection that he always had with God. Sometimes you can't tell your secret. And I'm not saying hide things. I'm saying some things God tell you is for you. Let me tell you what I did in 2009. I was fellowshipping with a preacher in North Carolina. And I told him a vision that the Lord gave me. And so we started that vision called New Harvest Ministry, right? And I shared with him some of the things that God told me. And the next thing I know, this brother was behind my back telling the people that it was his vision. And everything that I told him, he was telling the people that it was his vision. We raised about $12,000. In no time at all. We raised that kind of money. And he got jealous, right? Got jealous. If you're out there, brother, you know I'm telling the truth. He got jealous. His wife got jealous. His daughter got jealous. I mean, they got all kind of jealousy. They got jealousy. And you know what? They called a business meeting behind my back. I'm the one that got the charter. I'm the one that wrote out all the papers. I'm the one that got the ministry started and everything. But he went behind my back and told everyone that it was his. So they called me and said, "Pastor Starks, can you come down? We want to talk with you." Okay, so I drive down there, right, with my automobile, thinking it was a real, genuine conversation. But unbeknownst to me, he had called about four or five pastors. And when I got to the church, they had this meeting that I didn't know about. I'm in the meeting, but I don't know they're having a meeting, right? But the meeting that they was having was to vote me out, to vote me completely out of that ministry. And he said this. Let me see what he said. He said, "Any organization or any ministry is good." He said, "But if council ever get in it, you got to cut out the council. Because if you don't cut the council out, it would destroy the ministry." I didn't know they was talking about me now. And so, okay, so later, brothers, let's have a vote. So they voted. I didn't see the vote. I didn't see the ballot. And his daughter said, "Okay, it's unanimous. Pastor Starks is no longer the president." They voted me out. Well, let me tell you what happened. It's not a real good ending. Okay, they voted me out. I surrendered all the money to them because I had the bank account in my name. Not in my name, but in the ministry name. So I didn't fight over it because the Bible said don't fight over it. Just dig another well. So I gave it to them, went on about my business. And about a month later, that was in May of 09. Well, in July of 09, July the 4th, this pastor's oldest son, which was a perfect swimmer, they say, dived in the pool and drowned. The one that he was looking to take over his ministry. The gentleman dropped down, drowned, okay? All right. Now, that was, remember they did this thing to me in May. In July, his son died. So August, September, October, November. They said one day he was preaching. The pastor was. And as he was preaching, a knot grew on the back of his back while he was preaching, about the size of a baseball. And you know what it was? It was cancerous. Now you remember, they said in May that any organization was good. It was like a human body. And if cancer come in, you got to cut it out. Well, they had to carry him to the hospital, you know. Well, they called me, I prayed for him, et cetera, et cetera. And the Lord blessed him. He's living now, but he went through that same thing that he prophesied over me. Well, let's go to the Bible now, okay? Let's go to the Bible. I want to share something with you in the Word of God. That's what I want. I want to share something with you today in the Word of God. Sometimes your mouth can hinder your blessings. Trust me. I'm telling you, sometimes our mouth can hinder our blessing. Now, in Judges chapter 16, verse 20 through 22, we're going to find out that this man gets his eyes put out. He gets made a spectacle of. But the trouble happened in verse 17 when he began to tell his secret to this woman, Delilah. When he tells her his secret, now he finds himself in a dire situation. The connection that he had with God is already now it's been unplugged. It's been disconnected. And the power that he had with God, now he don't have it, but he thought he did. Let's look at Judges 16, verse number 20. It says, and she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wished not that the Lord was departed from him. He did not know he was disconnected from God. You see, sometimes you can be disconnected and don't even know it. The people you're around, the things that you say, things that you're doing, will unplug you from God. And to me, that's miserable. That's very miserable. To think you got a connection and you don't have it. To think everything is smooth and it's not. That's not good at all. I mean, there's nothing good about that. Here is this man thinking. Look what the scripture said. The scripture is clear. It says, and she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wished not that the Lord was departed from him. His connection was broken, but he didn't know it. He no longer had that connection with God. It was broken. Now, in his case, his got broken because of his mouth. Now, a lot of people get their connection broken various ways, but Samson's connection was broken because of his mouth. His mouth. His mouth got his connection broken. Let's back up. Let me show you. Let's look at verse number 17. Verse number 17 of Judges 16, the Word of God said that he told her all his heart and said unto her, there has not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I will become weak and be like any other man. Now he tells his secret. Sometimes you can't tell your secret. Sometimes you say, well, I thought you could say, no, God tells us to be swift to hear and slow to speak. There are some times that you just got to keep your mouth closed. You can't tell everybody all your business. You say, but God is God. Yes, God is God. God is sovereign. God has all power. He's omnipotent. And God has not changed. But there are some things that you must keep your mouth closed about. Especially your blessings. When God is about to do something for you, you can't tell certain people. They'll do all they can to block your blessing. Here's this man that had a connection with God, that he could shake himself and he could do mighty things, great things, wonderful things, almost undefeated. But because he opened his mouth to this woman, now she winds up telling his secret, because that was her whole plot. That was the plot, to find out Samson's secret. Where did he get all that strength from? Where did Samson get all of that power from? How could he be so strong? And he tells them his secret, that he was a Nazarite. And the Bible says, it goes on to say, if I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Your secret, that God is blessing you with, that God has anointed you and shared with you. I looked on the internet today. Some lady would call me one day last week. And I know they think they went against me. And it's okay, because I don't mind sharing with the ministry certain things. So I gave her this website about audionow.com. And she claimed she wanted to broadcast on my broadcast. But today I got an email from her advertising the same thing that I gave her, which is fine. That's ministry. It's okay. On her broadcast on this coming Friday. The lady, if you're listening, you know who you are. You know, but that was really to stab me in the back, because she gave that to another radio station. But it's fine, because it's ministry. Listen, that's fine. I have no monopoly on that. I mean, we're preachers. We're to spread the gospel. That's my job, to spread the gospel. I'm a herald. My job is to hear what the emperor says and then relay it to you. That's my job. So something like that, I don't mind, because it's not personal enough. She was already on the station, but she claimed she wanted to be on my station. Oh, how do you do that, Pastor? Stop. How do you do that? And I said, okay, no problem. I gave her the website. It's free. It's free for 30 days anyway. Then they got to pay $200. Let's see how long they last, but it's okay. And I got an email today as if it was something that they originated. And it's okay. My point to you is, right, that didn't hurt me. That doesn't hurt me. But I'm saying to you, if there are some things that you're doing, you got to learn to keep your mouth closed. Don't tell the one. You know, the Bible tells us, I think it's in Micah chapter 7, verse 5. What is it? Keep the doors of thy mouth closed from her that lies in thy bosom. Is that what it is? Let me get my Bible just in case. Because some of you wise guys go look it up and say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. It's okay. You can take all you want to. But I know the word of God is right, whether I'm right or wrong. The word of God will never, ever be wrong. The word of God will always be right. Amen. Amen. Even if I misquote it, the word of God will still be right. And there's no fault in the word of God. In Micah, here it is, Micah chapter number 5. Okay, it should be Micah chapter 7. See that? I got the Bible. All right. Now, there you go right there. There we are. That's the action word. Go. I have it. Go. Let's go to your word. Warner Wolf up here in New York, he said, let's go to the videotape. Lonnie Stark said, let's go to the Bible. Look at Micah chapter 7, verse 5. It said, trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lies in thy bosom. The Bible tells us don't talk too much. Don't say too much. I find out that people will try to glean from you everything they can, but they're not gleaning to help you. They're gleaning to destroy you. And that's why you got to check your connection. I'm not talking about with them, but make sure your connection with God is all right. See, it doesn't matter what people do to you or what people say about you. Just make certain that you and God are on the same page. I told a lady about 3 days ago, I said, you and I we're not compatible. She said, why you say that? I said, because what you're doing and what I'm doing is the same thing. and two people doing the same thing, is they're not compatible. She said, well, I always thought if you're doing the same thing, you're compatible. I said, that can't be. If you're trying to be open a grocery store and you're looking to be the boss, come on now, and I'm trying to open the grocery store, and that's my, I'm planning to be the boss, how, we're going to run into conflict. We can't have the, now listen, we can have the same goal for success, but we can't have the same goal to want the same thing. I learned this from a book I read many years ago from Sid Gitlitz. I can't think of his name right now. Anyway, in the book he said, when you go to a restaurant, right, and the waiter brings the food over to you, she's looking for something. First of all, she's looking for respect. She's looking for respect. She don't want you to see her as nothing. Even though you may be the corporate boss of some billion-dollar building, a business, but she's just a waitress in the restaurant, but her goals are to satisfy you and please you, but she wants respect. And he tells the story on these two gentlemen went to the restaurant, and both of them ordered the same thing, but one guy, he didn't even look up at the waitress. But the other guy said, how you doing? God bless you. And, you know, he chatted with her and thanked her, you know, for her service. And then when she brought back the salad or whatever, he thanked her and, you know, and everything. And then when they brought the hors d'oeuvres, he thanked her and everything and told her how nice she looked and how pleasant she was. And but time for dessert. Both of them ordered the same dessert. Both of them ordered a scoop of ice cream. And when she brought his scoop of ice cream, the one that had recognized her, he had a scoop by the size of a baseball. But the guy that didn't look at her, pay no attention, his scoop of ice cream was about the size of a golf ball, a little small scoop. You know what? The lady in the restaurant, her job was to serve them and serve them well, right? And that's what they wanted. But she wanted respect. They wanted respect. See, there's nothing wrong to want respect, but don't want the same thing. Oh, my God. I just said something. I'm going to leave that alone. Look, listen, I played this song, and I thought it was so great. In the beginning, so I'm going to play it one more time. Just like God blessed us just like that. Just like that. That's what I want to talk about. God blessed us just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. He blessed me just like that. Yes, when the devil said I couldn't make it, God blessed me anyway. Listen to this.
We're coming back at you one more time to remind you that the devil don't like it. Because you're blessed like that. Oh, come on. I know by now, you know you're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. Come on, stand on your feet all over this place. Let the world know that you're blessed like that. Somebody right now, in the midst of your battle, I come to encourage you wherever you are, that the devil don't like you, no, because you're blessed like that. Come on, come on. Listen, somebody's going through a battle right now. You wonder why the devil's fighting you the way he is. We come to let you know that the devil don't like it, no, but you're blessed like that. But know this.
When the enemy comes in like a flood,
yeah,
the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And we come to let you know the devil don't like it, but you're blessed like that.
While we was gathered around the wood,
we were
gathered all anointed one by one. I heard a prayer until the prayer was done. Mama would dance, clapping her hands,
clapping her hands.
Knowing that the victory won. That's why I say, devil don't like it, cover. Devil don't like it, cover you. Devil don't like it, no, no. Say what? What?
Getting a dance on you right now.
Woo,
glory.
Like Abraham, Mount Moriah,
hallelujah. I got a testimony out there. Give me a call. I'm wondering if anybody got a testimony out there. Yes, I have.
I've been blessed on the mountain and the sea. Yes, I'm blessed. Enemies rise against me. Oh, I'm blessed. Nothing falls against me.
I'm blessed.
I've been blessed through trials and tribulations. I've been blessed through sickness and pain. Oh, I'm blessed in the middle of the valley. Yes, I'm blessed in the storm and the rain.
Like that.
Like that. Anybody blessed?
Yes, sir. I wonder if I got anybody out there that'll call in and testify that you blessed just like that. The devil didn't want you blessed. But is there one out there that'll call in right now and testify that the Lord has blessed you just like that? Did the Lord bless you? Are you there Will you testify to the glory of God that you blessed right now? The devil don't want you blessed, but you're blessed. I wonder how anybody that'll call in and let the world know that you're blessed just like that. Is there one that'll call and say, yes, I'm blessed? Listen, if you call, I can't pick you up unless you press number one on your phone. But I want you to know that you are blessed. And if you're there and you are testifying for Jesus, will you testify today that the Lord has blessed you? And regardless what people try to do, you're still blessed just like that. They don't want you to be blessed, but you're blessed. You're more than a conqueror. You got food on the table, clothing on your back, a place to sleep. Come on now. Some money in your pocket. May not be rich, but you got a place to stay. You got food on your table. You got a roof over your head. Are you blessed just like that? I wonder if anybody will testify that they're blessed just like that. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning. I'm truly blessed.
You're good?
I'm truly blessed. Yes. God took me out of the situation and put me into a better situation.
Go ahead.
I don't have a lot of money. I have a little money in my pocket.
Okay.
He gave me a roof over my head, somewhere to sleep, a little job to keep a little money in my pocket.
Look at that.
And the devil was attacking me left and right. He just like, and the day I left out of the state I was living in and moved to this state, the angels came and said, Doris, wake up.
All right.
And
then.
I said, I'm, you know, and I went back to sleep, and then the angels came back and said, Doris, wake up.
Okay.
Told me to wake up, to get up and get the moving. And I was like, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then I was reading where the God calls you by name. And I said,
yes.
Oh, they call me by name. And I
Thank
was just
you,
like, I started testifying and say, hallelujah, he called me by name.
Hallelujah.
He just didn't say, hey, you.
He knew
what was going on in my life. He knew how they was attacking me and that God has a call for me. Because it says as much is required. If much is given, much is required.
That's what it says.
And when people are attacking me so hard, I was like, why do I walk in the store and they roll their eyes at me? I just walked in the room.
All
why
right,
are
now.
You... What is that? And I realized that's the demons that's attached to them.
Right.
They don't want my light to be next to them.
No.
God said, you know, it's like I was reading Benjamin, how Benjamin stayed with Judah to be a light for them.
And
God has gave me that revelation. And I said, oh, okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Hallelujah. Jesus is good. He's a good God.
Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston.
Houston, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
My God, well, you sound good down there in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad that you got that victory and you have that testimony that the Lord has taken care of you. And
yes.
And this is what I'm sharing today, that we got to watch our connection.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want you to be connected to God. They're trying to destroy your connection. But connected to God, you said when you move where you are, you begin to see things being blessed. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You see
the
fruits of God in your life. Because
yes.
Where you was at, it was unplugging you from your connection.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to move from there. You got to change location.
Yes,
because
sir.
That's what happened to Samson. See, Delilah caused his connection to be, he was unplugged from God. He didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
He got up and thought he had the same thing he always had, but he did not have it.
Amen.
The Bible said the Spirit of God had already left him. And daughter, you are such a great testimony today in Houston. I'm glad you called in. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for you. Can I pray for you right now?
Yes, you can. Yes.
Everlasting God, I thank you for this wonderful woman of God that's called in. Your child, your daughter, whom you have blessed and delivered. You gave her victory over her enemies. And now you're pouring out your blessings upon her life. Continue blessing her. In the year 2013, move in a way that's unusual,
yes.
That people will see and say, you know what? That woman is blessed,
yes.
And give her favor. In Jesus' name,
yes.
Amen. I believe God for you, okay?
Amen.
All right, I love you now.
I love you too. Thank you.
Okay, be blessed. Is anyone else has a testimony today? I see I got several callers, but you guys got to press number one on your phone before I can say anything to you. But if you're press number one, you can give your testimony, what the Lord has done for you. And I know God has already done something for you. So give your testimony. Shame the devil. Listen, let the devil know that you know who God is. Let the devil know you trust your God. Let the devil know you got your faith in your God. Don't ever let the devil think that he got you. Let him know that you got him. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Would there be another one that would testify today that the Lord has blessed them? Listen, check your connection. Are you still connected with God? Is there anyone that can testify that somehow or another the devil had you disconnected? Now, if you look at Samson here, he was disconnected. But if you remember, the story ends that he killed more Philistines at his death than he did in his life. So God reconnected him, but it cost him his life. Sometimes the things that we have to go through are very painful, but we can always be assured of this, that God is with us. And he says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always until the end of the world. Is there another one that will testify to the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ? Come on, testify to the goodness of the Lord. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Tell of his shame, the devil. The devil don't want you to tell it, but shame him. Let the devil know you thought you had me, but I got away. One of my daughters in the hospital right now, my spiritual daughters, and she just texted me and said that she's looking to come home today. Isn't that a blessing? The devil thought he had her. Now here's God making a way out. God always makes a way to escape. The Bible says there's no temptation but that is common unto man. But God will also, with the temptation, make a way for you to escape. You can escape this situation. Check your connections. If your connection is not good, then you know what? That's why you're going through what you're going through. But you can always reconnect with God. He's not like man. Man will do you wrong. Man will walk away from you. And man won't forgive you. But I'm glad to know, and I can bring this good report, that no matter where you are in life, if you ask Christ Jesus, if you ask God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, please forgive me for my sin. I'm wrong, my shortcoming. And just be man and woman up the front up to it and say, Father, I've been slothful. Help me in my unbelief. And you know what? God will He'll reconnect you. I've seen people. Do you remember Jim Baker with all that he went through with Jessica Hand? You remember that, don't you? And he went to jail, and they gave him about 40 years, and God stepped in that situation, and he only pulled about 5 or 6 years, if how many it was. But he's out doing good and got a program going on for God. And I'm telling you, God will do the same thing for you. Y'all remember Jimmy Swaggart? You remember when he went through that scandal? But God has blessed him. He's back up preaching and doing good. His son Donnie carried on. Listen, you too can get up. You're not in such a situation now that is beyond repair. With God, all things is possible. And he can do abundantly above all that you could ask or think. And I'm saying to you today that the God that I serve wants to reconnect you. Check your connections. If you're stagnated right now and things that are not going so well for you, check your connections. Check your connection. And God wants to reestablish you. He wants to put you back on track. Listen, let me say something to you. When Christ saved you, he saved you because he saw worth in you. Maybe you didn't see it, but Christ did. Christ don't save people that aren't any good. They may think they aren't any good. Society may think that you're not any good, but not Christ. Are you listening to me? Christ saved you because there's worth in you. There is ability, there's skills, there's an anointing in you. There is an anointing in your life. And Christ saved you because of that anointing. Now, he put it there. Now, it may be dormant right now. It may not be active right now. But I'm telling you, Christ, if you let him, he'll reestablish the connection. I was looking on the internet the other day on one of my programs here on livestream.com, and my program disconnected itself. It disconnected itself. I didn't do anything. I just kept on preaching what I was doing. Then I seen it reconnect itself. And that's what I'm telling you today. Just reconnect yourself. Don't do anything. Just reconnect yourself. Recommit yourself to God. Humble yourself to God and say, Lord, help me in my unbelief. And I'll guarantee you today the Lord will bless you. He will bless you immensely. He'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room in your storehouse to receive. I'm just an old country boy from North Carolina. Didn't know too much, not too smart. You know what? But God has blessed me. He has blessed me with his word. He has blessed me with his love. He has blessed me with houses and lands. And you know who did it? It was God, not I. Not my smarts, not my intelligence, not my skills, not my abilities. But it was God all the time. Hallelujah to God. I remember when I first started preaching, like 30-some years ago, and I was invited to go up to Bronx, in the Bronx, New York. And like I said, I was a young boy in the Lord. Hadn't been saved no time. And when I preached, the elder stopped me. He said, I want to say something to you, young man. I said, all right. You know, I've always been able to listen to people, especially the elders. He said, you know, I admire you. He said, but you know, sir, I want to tell you something. He said, I've been preaching, I think, about 30 years at that time. Quite a number of years. He said, you know what? It took me 5 years to realize I couldn't preach. He said, then it took me 5 years to learn how to preach. He said, then it took me another 5 years to realize it wasn't me, it was God all the time. Well, I have that testimony. Not so much a way I can preach or don't preach. I can't preach. But I have this testimony that I recognize and realize that whatever I have, it was God all the time. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that was blessing my life. Not I, but Jesus. Not my ability, not my know-how, but it was the Lord Jesus. And I come to tell you today, you may feel inadequate. You may feel like you don't have the sufficiency. You may feel like you don't have the skill or the know-how. But I come to let you know that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, if you'll let him reconnect you and reconnect himself to you, he'll bring you from this situation that you're in into a land of plenty, a land of success. If you're there, if you'd like to make a testimony, I see about 10 of you there, you can press one on your phone and just make a testimony. I have, 9 minutes left, 10 minutes left? Make a testimony. Shame the devil. Let the devil know that you will testify for the Lord Jesus. If not, we thank God for you. Thank God for you tuning in. Thank God for the broadcast. But remember, are you disconnected with God? Check your connections. If things are not going in your favor right now, please check your connection. See how your connections are. God bless you, daughter. How you doing? Hello?
Hello?
How you doing?
Grace and peace.
Thank you. Grace and peace to you. Who am I speaking to?
All the listeners. Grace and peace to everyone for the new year.
All right.
I'm grateful that he woke me up this morning.
That's right.
Yeah, a brand new day to help in the system in his kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just grateful.
All right. Well, thank God for that testimony that you're grateful. Where are you calling from?
For covering my family.
I said, where are you calling? Where are you located?
Staten Island.
Staten Island, New York. Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for that testimony. I know somebody's being blessed by your testimony. All right.
Well, I bless everyone and bless everyone for this new year. It's a brand new year.
Amen.
God bless.
And thank you so much, okay?
May the blessing.
All right, God bless. And you have a blessed day. Father, bless this lady. Keep her and bless her family because of her concern about all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, take care now, okay? Anyone else? I got a 9 minutes left. If you'd like to testify right now. I have 9 minutes. Is there anyone else that would like to testify? I see about 10 more of you there. 12, if you like to testify, just press 1 on your telephone and give that testimony. Shame the devil. Let the devil know that you are somebody in Christ. You're not afraid of him. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love and a power and of a sound mind. Is there another person that would testify to the goodness of God? If not, we're going to get ready to get out of here, and I thank God for all of you today. Remember, my thought came out of Judges chapter 16. I actually started from verse 20 to 22, but I took you back to verse 17 when it all started, when Samson told Delilah the secret of his strength. And because of that, she sold him out to the Philistines, and they put his eyes out. He lost his eyes. But on the end, he cried out to God, and God heard him. He was real established. He said, Lord, give me my strength back one time. And the word of God said he killed more Philistines at his death than he did while he lived. And I tell you today, I don't want you to die. God said you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. But I come to tell you, even though your dream look as if it's gone, it may seem as though that your dream is past the time. But I'm telling you, you're only just disconnected. All you have to do is reconnect to God. And it's so simple to reconnect to the Lord. It's so simple to reconnect to the Lord. All you have to do is repent. Be godly sorry. And you know, I noticed that people, I've been pastoring 30 years, and I noticed that people have a problem with that submission and that humility. I find that people do not want to repent. They don't want to see nothing they did wrong. But you have to be wrong, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The word of God said there's none righteous, no, not one. So all of us have to repent. So repent right now, ask God to forgive you. Mean it in your heart, and God will forgive you. And ask Lord Jesus Christ to re-strengthen you. Reconnect me, Lord, to my blessings. And you know what? The scripture says the blessings of the Lord make us rich, and he don't add any sorrow. Well, I got to go, but I'm going to leave you a song today. I hope you enjoy this. I want to play this song by the Brown Sisters, Hold On. Listen to this. Hold on, don't let go. Hold on, don't let go. Listen.
It's a hold on just a little while longer. Come on and put your hands together. Somebody needs to know that they can make it tonight. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. When the cares of life seem to weigh you down, hold on.
Hold on.
Just look to Jesus.
Yes. Hold on. Hold on. How about y'all, sir? Glory. Hell of a sea, your bamasa. Glory to God. Hey, hold on. It's coming. Don't give up. Don't you give up. Apostle Lonnie Stark said, don't you give up. Hold on. Hey, your boy shot. Hold on. Don't you give up. Don't give up. Don't you throw in the towel. Hold on. Don't turn loose. God's going to bless you. This too is going to pass. There's a blessing after this. Keep it locked. God bless you, and I'll see you this evening at 6 p.m. right here on the same stage. Take care.
We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Not people.